This is Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. On August 25th, Republicans will meet for the 2018 state convention to nominate candidates. Among those running for attorney general are Representative Tom Leonard, currently Speaker of the House, and Senator Tanya Shoemaker, who joins us now. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
One of the issues that's been a concern of both some conservatives and some liberals is civil asset forfeiture. What's your assessment of civil asset forfeiture?
Well, certainly we don't want to see the government taking anyone's property without due process. And so I've been able to take part in some of the reforms that we have done to civil asset forfeiture to make sure there's checks and balances. And I think that there's some further reforms that can be done so that you do have an independent judiciary that will make sure that the government's not taking people's property.
Those are the reforms you want. What have you actually been able to change about civil asset forfeiture so if people's property isn't taken and then they have to prove that it's theirs or that they did no wrong?
Well, we made some reforms about 2 years ago, and those, you know, you'll have to talk to a prosecutor to see if they're working, but I think that there's still some need to reform it, and there's currently bills that make sure that you cannot take somebody's property without a conviction for less than $50,000.
In 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled mandatory sentences of life without the possibility of parole are unconstitutional for juvenile offenders. Those who are serving time should get a review of their sentence, according to the court. Attorney General Bill Schuette has pushed back on that, and hundreds of juvenile lifers still have not had their sentences reexamined. What would you do as Attorney General?
Well, as Attorney General, I think it's important to follow the rule of law, and certainly the Supreme Court has ruled that you cannot incarcerate a juvenile that was a juvenile at the time that the crime was committed for life. And so I think it's important, and the legislature, myself included, since I'm a member of the appropriations of the judiciary, have put forward for the funds, both on the prosecutorial end and also on the defense end, to ensure that the juveniles are getting, in accordance with the ruling, a fair and just sentence.
And what do you think that entails? I mean, it's supposed to be very unique before a juvenile is sentenced to life. And as we reexamine these sentences, I wonder what you think is going to be rare and unique. What would keep somebody in versus releasing them?
You know, I think it's important to look at every case by case basis. Certainly there are some heinous crimes. And, you know, I think one of the reasons the Supreme Court did rule that it did is because a juvenile's mind is not developed fully, and they're not thinking as an adult, and they're very impulsive. But it's also important to take into account victims' rights as well, to make sure that there is justice and to look at the whole circumstances of each case.
Across the nation, 18 attorneys general have filed suit against the Trump administration to stop the child separation policy. I'm wondering, that's changed and out by a court order, of course, but would you have joined them?
I would not have. I think, first of all, this is a practice that has been going back for two previous administrations. And you never know. You have about, if I recall from the DHHS secretary's press conference, you had 10,000 young children that came here without any parent. And so you're talking around 2,000 or 3,000 people that did come here with a parent. And so I think it's important before you give them back to the parent to make sure that they're not a product of human trafficking. And I think this goes to the overall issue that we need to secure our borders.
Yeah, you've posted on Facebook, and your campaign has produced a couple of videos condemning local jurisdictions that provide sanctuary to, quote, criminal illegal aliens. What's your concern?
Well, my concern is that you have people that are breaking the law by entering this country illegally. You and I can't go to any other country on the face of the planet and just decide to live there forever. So I think we have an immigration policy that is what the law is, and you have a lot of people that do wait in line that want to get into this country. We are all part of immigration in one form or another, and so it's important that we respect the rule of law, and that's first and paramount.
What about the cities who say their police officers can't do their job well because the community, which might include undocumented immigrants, are scared that they won't work with the police?
Well, I think first and foremost, the law enforcement should be enforcing the law. And if they're in this country illegally, I think it's important that that they be arrested and shipped back to the country of origin. You saw over in California, you saw the case of Kate Steinle, who that child was murdered from an illegal immigrant. And you have a lot of other cases, not to mention you see a lot of drugs coming over the borders, and you see a lot of human trafficking. And so I think it's important that you make sure, first and foremost, and this is really up to Congress, to secure the border.
What would you do in Michigan as Attorney General to deal with this?
Well, I would call upon Congress to, one, secure the border, and two, to defund any city that is not enforcing its laws, whether that be of a city law or state law or federal law. And immigration would certainly be part of that.
As you know, the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act prohibits discrimination in Michigan on the basis of religion, race, color, national origin, age, sex, height, weight, familial status or marital status, and employment, housing, education, and access to public accommodations. What do you think of the proposal to extend civil rights protections to LGBTQ residents?
As Attorney General, I will follow the law and to make sure that the rule of law is followed. And however the state legislature or Congress puts out is what I will enforce.
Would you support those changes if they expand that to LGBTQ residents?
As Attorney General, I don't make the law. That is up to the legislature, and
I'm asking about your personal beliefs, though. You're a candidate for a really very important office, and we're wondering who you are.
Well, I think you're asking me to be here today because of Attorney General, and I will enforce the law as passed by the legislature, and as of yet, the legislature has not extended that.
If recreational use of marijuana is approved by the voters this fall, what should happen to misdemeanor convictions involving marijuana?
As Attorney General, I will enforce the law. And while I oppose the recreational use of marijuana personally, if the voters do intend to pass it, I will certainly abide by that and enforce that as passed by the people of the state of Michigan. And I think it's probably up to the legislature and as Attorney General, I think it's probably with merit to go back and look at some of those prior convictions.
If elected Michigan's Attorney General, what, if anything, would you do about the 65-year-old Line 5, the Enbridge gas and oil pipeline sitting on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac?
I think personally preserving the states of Mackinac are critically important. I look forward to reviewing specific plans in the near future as experts review options in depth. And, lately it appears that a tunnel to secure underwater infrastructure may be a viable option. And as an Attorney General, I will protect our state's natural resources.
There have been many challenges by Attorney General Schuette to environmental restrictions. Of course, he filed a lawsuit along with other attorneys general to stop the Clean Power Plant plan by the Obama administration. What's your view of things like that?
Well, I think President Obama did go outside of, personally, I think that Congress makes the law, and that President Obama did go outside the rule of law as passed by Congress and did implement certain executive orders that I think should have been passed by Congress if they were going to be passed. And so I do think that Attorney General Schuette was correct on that.
You and your opponent, Tom Leonard, have gone back and forth about who's more conservative. Why is that an important point of this campaign?
Well, I think that, in any party election you need to get out your credentials. And certainly that's what I've been running on in terms of telling the voters that will elect me at a state convention this is my proven record. I've been a legislator for over 14 years now. I was in private practice. I think that's very important. And I do believe in conservative principles are right for Michigan and right for America.
I understand that that's really important for the upcoming convention. Do you think that's going to help or hurt you in a general election?
I'll let the voters decide that. I am who I am, and I think it's important that I have a solid record that I will be seeking as the state's next attorney general. And I think that is proven in terms of my work on tackling the use of opioids and drug epidemic. I've worked closely with law enforcement, and my plans as Attorney General would be to create an auto insurance task force to hopefully reduce the high cost of auto regulation that we have in our state and to root out fraud, and also to create an identity theft and cybersecurity. I think that's going to be a next hot button issue for the next Attorney General, is to really protect people's private information.
Let's step back for a second and let's just ask the big question. Why do you want to be Attorney General?
You know, I want to be Attorney General. I've always had a passion to serve, and public service has run in my veins. I was always involved when I was in private sector, whether it's the Rotary or the Optimist, in terms of giving back to my community. I want a strong Michigan. When I got into public service, my kids were 8 and 5, and I really, what motivated me was to make sure that we turn Michigan's jobs environment around, and I think we've done that. When I first came into the Senate, our unemployment rate was over 14%. Now it's a little bit above 4%. And I think that's really a great change in terms of our economy. And now my kids are 23 and 20. They just had birthdays. And so I think they are now being able to find a job. My son is working in downtown Detroit, loves it, doesn't have a car, but loves Detroit. And it's a great city. And he has found a job and not having to move out of state, which is what every mom out there wants.
Senator Tanya Shoemaker is one of two Republicans running to be the Attorney General nominee for their party. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.